Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, Mike Goss, Deuce McAllister. We are at Saints camp until 6 o'clock now, speaking with Phil Galliano. He is the new special teams coordinator. He was with, of course, Darren Rizzi. Really kind of started to take over this role when Darren became the interim, right? I mean, I know he kind of kept, you know, kept his fingers in there, but you also started taking a bigger role.
I did. I took a bigger role when that took over, and like you're right, you know, Darren still stayed involved, and it was a collaborative effort, and but it was a really good opportunity for me, and it was awesome experience.
Nobody hovers over the GM on draft night more than a special teams guy. Nine guys, you're like, in your head, you're going, whoa, man, nine guys.
For sure. And it wouldn't only be draft day. It'd probably be all the days leading up to it as well, you know, between Mickey and Jeff, and just being in their ear about, you know, hey, if it's close, here's kind of who we like a little bit better that we can see, have a great vision for special teams-wise, so.
Mike, you know, because you get to the stadium, but Coach is one of my walking buddies before. Now, he does a lot more laps before the game than myself. But, you know, I normally get one or two laps. And so, Coach, when you're taking that walk around that field, what's going through the mind?
There's two things. One, I just get out there. I get to the stadium super early, so I got all this time, and I just get the opportunity to go walk around, clear my mind, put some music in, listen to some music, and just kind of think about things that can come up, try to go, you know, there's certain calls that I have memorized, and I'm just going back through them in my mind as I'm going around, or I'm playing the scenarios of what if this happens, and that could be, you know, injury related, or it could be we get into a situation of, you know, what down and distance may be and what call we want to use, or trying to go back through and see what they're doing as I'm walking around, you know, kind of get some things from the opponents, you know, you're able to see is the punter throwing, how well does he throw, you know, or any of the returners throwing, or, you know, you'd be amazed. All you got to do is keep your eyes open, and you'll see a bunch of different stuff out there.
You get some recon if you go out early and you just watch. And so, Coach, I know with some of the rule changes this past offseason on the special team sides, how will that affect, you know, maybe some of the things that you guys may want to do, and even looking at some of the players that, hey, you know, we may not draft this guy, but this may be a guy I want to bring in for camp and just see if, you know, he may stick, whether it's regular roster or practice squad.
Yeah, I think the rule changes are going to really change how the game's played throughout the league. If you take a look at what we did last year on kickoff with putting the ball in play all those times and wanting to be able to cover
51%,
kicks.
51%, I think, the second most.
Yeah, we were second most. You know, we covered the second most in the NFL, and that's the style of play that we want to play. I think that our players love it, and it gives a tempo to your team to start the game where, you know, you get down there and you're covering a play and you're not just kicking it through the end zone or letting them take a touchback. And with the touchback rule changing, going up five more yards, I think that the numbers are going to tell you that a lot of the teams are going to put the ball in play. And I look at that as that's exciting for us because now we get more return opportunities. You know, with some of the returners that we have, they're so dangerous with the ball in their hands, and we get a chance to make a play. And, you know, we've built a culture here on special teams that we've been very successful. Our guys really enjoy it. And you can just watch us play and see what the effort and the energy and how our guys go out there and do that. So there's a lot of guys in our room that are excited because they know it's more opportunities for them. It's more plays in the game. And I think that will also translate into other players that maybe didn't play as much now are going to have to play on special teams because of all the balls in the kick return game they're going to be put in play.
Because I think that is a difference. You look at the Eagles, Lions, Vikings, Rams, Tampa. They tended to kick it in the end zone, right? They were all most in the playoffs. But now at the 35, you got to change things. But and this team has looked at it differently as an offensive. Don't look at it as a way just to get rid of the football. Look at it as a way to pin them back or get deeper, you know, returns, which they had more returns last year, you know, 40-plus than they had since 2016. So it is working.
It is, and every yard matters in this league, and it's hard to make a first down. That may sound silly, but every yard matters, and it's hard. And so if you get the opportunity where you can kick off and instead of giving the team the ball at the 30, you know, you were able to tackle them inside the 25 or you had a really good play in there at the 18, well, now they got to make one extra first down to get to where that starting point was. And I think there's a direct correlation to average starting field position and points scored. And when you take, you know, we did some studies over like the past 5 years, and there's a significant difference when you go from the 20 to, from the 25 to the 30, or when you go from the 30 to the 35. And the other thing I think happens is a lot of people don't realize that it eliminates the amount of punts in the game mm-hmm. when you're starting the ball that far out, right? Because now it's a couple first downs and you're in field goal range.
Fourth
down percentages are up.
You're exactly right. And the fourth down percentages was going to be the next point there, right? So there's more field goal attempts. There's more teams going for it on fourth down. And that all ties back to field position. And I think that's one of the things that we stress with our players and understanding how critical field position and, you know, you hear on TV the hidden yardage, right? Well, it's real. It's a big deal. All those little yards add up throughout the game, and, you know, they equal points.
Yeah, you hear it on the radio as well. We're going to talk about hidden yardage, and so whether that's, you know, like you talked about, you know, from a turnovers aspect or return yardage or, you know, being able to pin a team down. And now I'm 15 yards, literally, before I put my kicker into his range.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's just, hey, do we have wind? Are we at home? How he's been kicking? I saw this kicker earlier in warm-ups, left hash. He missed it. He pushed it. He's not comfortable on the left hash kicking. And so all of those things go into play, and you see it and you watch it. As we approach this draft, you know, and we talked about it, you know, Mike talked about it a little bit. Is there, or, you know, you guys have done a great job of scouting maybe the non-Power 5 and giving those guys a legit opportunity. And we've got a few that have made this team. No, you can't say the player, but have you looked a little heavier at that, you know, range again as far as non-Power 5 player, whether he's a returner, whether he's a, you know, a kicker, or just a player that you feel like that can help you on teams?
Absolutely. I think we have more than one. We have a couple that we've targeted. And, you know, when the players get here, here's what do I tell them? We don't care how you got here, where you came from, whether you're a first-round draft pick, an undrafted free agent, it doesn't matter. Those seats are extremely hard to get in that room. They're even harder to keep. And how are you going to help us win?
Congratulations. Phil Galliano, special teams coordinator, thank you. Have a great 3 days.